Are you ready to say goodbye to fear, frustration, and overwhelm when it comes to growing and scaling your business? Well, you're in the right place, my friend. Welcome to Beyond Common Business Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Watserino. As a five-time number one international best-selling author and speaker who has been coaching and mentoring business owners and their teams for over 20 years, I created this podcast to be the weekly support group that you needed to get through the toughest days in business. On this podcast, we dive deep into the systems, strategies, truths, and secrets of what it really takes to grow a Beyond Common business. We often dive into things that no one else is talking about, those things under the surface, that when they are in alignment for you or out of alignment, we don't want that. When we get them in alignment, everything in your business and life gets easier and more profitable. So buckle up and enjoy the ride, my friend, because business is not for the faint of heart. Let's go. Hello, and welcome to Beyond Common Business Secrets. I'm your host, Tracy Watserino, and I want to congratulate you on being here today, because today we are diving into something really juicy. The three biggest lies you might be telling yourself as a business owner. You know, this is one of those things where we're like, ooh, I'm not lying to myself. Wait, what? Okay, so here's the thing. As entrepreneurs and business owners, it's really, really easy for us to fall into the trap of believing certain things that hold us back from truly achieving the beyond common success, joy, and happiness that we know we deserve. So in today's episode, we're going to uncover the three biggest lies that tend to stress us out. And these are lies that we usually are telling ourselves. And then we're going to talk about how to break free from these self-sabotaging, limiting beliefs. So are you ready? The number one lie is, I have to do everything myself. As a business owner, it's really natural for us to want to be in control and to take care of everything ourselves. However, this like mindset can lead to burnout. It can lead to stress and overwhelm. It's so important to remember that you don't have to do it all alone. You can have joy. You can have happiness. You can seek out the support that you need and delegate out tasks to others whenever possible. So I'm going to break this down for you a few different ways, because this is such a doozy. And I know this as a business coach, and still I have to reevaluate all the time that I don't fall into this trap. Because sometimes it's like, just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it. So here's the thing. Like, when you're starting out, of course, it's going to be about saving money from a financial standpoint. Sometimes it's like we were raised in an environment that was like, if you don't do certain tasks yourself, you know, you would be judged, because like, who wouldn't cut their own grass, and who wouldn't clean their own house? Like, a lot of us were raised in households like that. And that isn't really relevant to helping you grow to the next level. The thing is that when we understand that, you know what, I'm really good at asking tough questions and coaching my clients through mindset blocks that keep them trapped. So I don't really like cleaning, to be honest. I love my house to be spectacular clean, but I have a tendency to go down a rabbit hole and take way longer because I get OCD about it. So it's really not the best use of my time when I could probably write a book in the time, a full book, and definitely be on, have a few extra coaching calls that would pay someone that loves to clean my house. So like, that's like one, like the outsourcing piece. But inside your business, this is where this causes tremendous stress. Because if we're not clear about, this is what I do best, and then this is what I need to hire someone to do, we can end up hiring someone and then still doing everything ourselves and then getting stressed out that they're not doing what we paid them to do. Oh, I don't know. That maybe that was just me. So I tell you guys this, and I'm always honest about the fact, like these were all mistakes I've made. And if I didn't regularly schedule time to check in on myself, I would still have this happen. So know that statistics have proven that 99% of business owners do these things. So you are either aware that you do these things and constantly seeking improvement to change that and course correct, or you're unaware and you're going to just skim right on by this podcast and be like, oh, I don't need that. I don't lie to myself. When statistics show that 99% of business owners do lie to themselves about these things. So the thing is that if I have to do everything myself, then it's not going to leave you enough time to strategically level up and grow to the next level. And this mindset can really lead to burnout and overwhelm. And this is dangerous because when we're in a state of burnout and overwhelm, the choices and decisions we're making are in absolute survival mode. So they're coming from a scarcity mindset, and they're really not good even for us. They're going to keep us alive, yes, and breathing possibly. But long-term, if we keep doing that, it's super dangerous to our overall health, and it's really toxic in a team environment. So when we break free from this limiting belief, it really becomes like remembering that you own a business to serve the greater good. You want to seek out support. And if you're not sure how to delegate, this is a good area to hire a coach, seek out mentors, be part of a program that teaches you how to have these difficult conversations. Like we do a lot of this inside of my program, Beyond Common Business Success. These are just common questions. And like the more clear we can get on how to have these delegation conversations, what things are best, it helps you like clean up your job descriptions and that type of thing. Another like lie number two that we tend to tell ourselves is that I have to be perfect or it has to be perfect. So the pursuit of perfection can actually be a major source of stress for business owners. And the truth is that nobody is perfect and it's okay. We are all perfectly imperfect, exactly as we were meant to be as humans. So instead of striving for perfection or waiting for perfection, we want to focus on doing our very best and learning from those mistakes. I know that this always like really helps people put this in perspective. When I first started doing hair, I was scared to death and I would take hours to perfect this haircut. Well, here's the thing. Nobody is going to sit through a 3-hour haircut or ever pay you enough money, you know, that you could feed your family if you were going to take that long. Right? So these are things that you have to trust that you know enough and move on, or you practice behind the scenes on your own time. And we dive into that a lot in Beyond Common, the 12 Essentials to Success in Life in the Workplace. Inside the book, we talk a lot about, like practice on your time, you know, practice on your time and like earn on their time. So when you have a client, you will have had to practice to perfect your craft, your skill a bit, but it's dangerous when you cross over into the other side and trying to pursue perfection. This is really true for a lot of authors. And I struggled with this for a long time too. It's like, I don't want to write my first book because like, I don't know enough. And like, what if I learn more and it changes? And the thing is like, it's going to change. You're going to write a book and it's going to be time stamped for that year. And it's okay because you're going to continue to grow and learn. And what you thought when you wrote something even 10 years ago is very different because you've learned new lessons. But that doesn't mean it wasn't crystal clear in exactly what you needed to teach people when you wrote something, you know, 10 years ago. So that's the thing. Like, we want to remember that we want to be the best and we want to be pursuing constant improvement in both ourselves professionally, personally, and in our, you know, team dynamics and how we grow our companies. But we want to understand that no one's expecting you to be perfect. So you need to release that. This one is still a struggle for me. I'm always saying mantras to myself, like progress over perfection, or like, you know, I can even focus on that too much and it can lead to some procrastination. So I'm always coming up with ways to unlock the potential so that my clients and students can really look at this and say, you know what, this is the best I can do right now. And I'm absolutely good with that. And that's what you put out there. And then you get feedback and then you learn from your mistakes and you make it better. But if you waited until it was perfect, you'd never get it out there and it's never going to be perfect anyway. So put it out there, see the feedback, make adjustments, clean it up, put it out there again. Number three, the third lie that we tell ourselves all the time is that I have to do it right now. So it is so easy to get caught up in the urgency of running a business because it's so important. This is important. This is important. There's urgency everywhere. And here's the thing, like you have to remember that you can't do everything all at once. You have to prioritize all of your tasks and attention to give yourself permission to focus on one thing at a time. So I know we've talked about this in a previous episode on Beyond Common Business Secrets. It's like, if everything's a priority, then nothing's a priority. But that is so true. Like if everything's urgent, then nothing is. Your team's confused, your client's confused, you're confused, and then everyone's stressed out. So you want to be crystal clear on what is the priority, even if it's just the priority for this week, and you're going to focus on that till it's done. And then comes the second priority. And once that's done, then the third. Now there's a lot of business projects that, you know, are constant, never ending. Like you're always going to need new clients coming in. So you're always going to need to focus on your marketing and how you're getting leads and referrals and then retention. These are things that are constantly going, but you cannot make all of them super urgent and that you have to focus on 27 things a day. You want to prioritize one at a time. So let me give you an example when it comes to marketing, because this is a question I get a ton from a lot of the coaching clients that I work with. So the marketing piece is this, is that if right now you are not hitting the revenue goal that you want, you don't want to build 12 more programs. You don't want to hire a bunch more people. You want to get crystal clear on what your revenue generators are and offer them. You want to sell them. So sometimes we spend all our time thinking we need more, 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 where it's better to crystallize and get crystal clear on what are your main revenue generators. Once you're clear on that, sell those very clearly, and that's going to lead to that prioritization. Once that's done, and you might have another thing that has popped up that would be really great way for you to serve your clients, then you add it. This is super, super important. Oftentimes some of the authors and consultants and coaches that I work with, when I'm working with them, it's like, if they haven't written a book and don't have any clients yet, but they have a coaching certificate and they want to move out of one business and go in the direction of their new business, which is going to be their coaching or consulting business, they need to get clients because without sales, they don't have a business. So this is one area that in the very beginning, I'm like, we need to focus on sales and marketing. Every single thing in your business is going to rise and fall on sales and marketing. So in the beginning, we tend to want to work on branding and what's pretty and making all these things, where at first we just want to get a client, right? So it's the same thing from back when I was doing hair. People are like, oh, I want to learn how to do extensions. I'm like, okay, we need you to really be really awesome at cutting and blow drying. If you can't do an awesome haircut that is traffic stopping and people want to pay you for it, you can't put extensions on it because it's like building a house on a foundation that is unstable. You have to be really good at the fundamentals. So to add 12 more programs, but you haven't sold one of your first, it doesn't work like that. So that's where we want to be crystal clear on not lying to ourselves that it all has to be done right now. And again, as a business success coach and mentor to so many, I still have to seek out my own coaches and mentors to help hold me accountable because I will still try to lie to myself. So it's not one of those things that you're, oh, well, once you learn this, you're like set for life. It's like a new challenge, a new way that you're kind of tricking yourself because we tend to do these things. So you want to make sure that you recognize by breaking free from these lies and reducing the stress, you're going to find a greater sense of success and fulfillment in your personal life and as a business owner. Like it's not just one-sided. Like we're not like, oh, I'm a business owner when I'm at work, but then at home, I'm a complete mess and disorganized. Like we are who we are when we take ourselves with us everywhere we go. So remember, it's okay to ask for help. It's absolutely okay. In fact, it's required. If you really want to grow to the next level, it's required to ask for help. Embrace your imperfections, seek out mentors, prioritize your tasks. Be crystal clear that we want to get this thing done before we move on to this next thing. It seems counterintuitive, but you will get so much done if you do it in that way. So, be sure to seek out support, be involved in a mastermind group, a coaching group, hire a one-to-one business coach or consultant until you have the type of experts that you need and you grow your revenue to where you're employing those people. That's like one of the other things that it's like, you don't have to do it all right now and you don't have to do it alone, but you can hire experts at every level so that you're not stuck trying to figure this all out. That's like the one area I think would have saved me hundreds of thousands of dollars in the beginning of like, I didn't know what I needed. So had I hired an expert in setting up training programs, I wouldn't have had to figure it out a million times by myself where I messed up. I hired all the wrong people and it took us a long time to get there. Then I learned, oh, I got to hire a coach, you know, that specializes in this. And that's how we were able to grow my different businesses to the next level. But the thing is that we often think we're saving money by not spending in one area. And that's where it's like, oh, we think we have to do it ourselves, but you're actually costing yourself more time, money, energy, and pain than is necessary. So do not hesitate to reach out if you need help, because that's what we're here for. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. I told you that you were going to really uncover a lot from these three lies. So I hope you found this very, very helpful and very useful for you. Please, please share Beyond Common Business Secrets with a friend and leave us your comment and review on Apple Podcast. Until next time, I wish you beyond common business success, joy, and happiness. And I cannot wait to see you on the next one. Take care. Congratulations on making the smart decision to tune in to Beyond Common Business Secrets podcast. We are dedicated to empowering female business owners just like you to thrive and achieve beyond common results. We've provided valuable insights, practical strategies, and inspiring stories to help you grow and scale your business to new heights. Now it's time for you to take inspired action. Don't just passively listen. Implement what you've learned and unleash your full potential. Whether it's optimizing your marketing, honing your leadership skills, expanding your network, or reaching out to join one of our strategic business growth programs. Join our thriving community of ambitious, supportive women entrepreneurs by visiting and joining our Beyond Common Business Secrets Facebook group to gain access to exclusive resources, connect with like-minded individuals, and unlock endless opportunities for your growth. Or feel free to go to our website, TracyWattSereno.com. Remember, Beyond Common Growth is within your reach. Together, we move into truly thriving. Keep striving, keep growing, and keep conquering. Stay beyond amazing, and I'll see you on the next one.